New York City protests. Grand jury returns no indictment in police chokehold death.
I'm determined to get justice for my husband.
Sex assaults in the military.
More victims are coming forward.
Test flight for Mars spacecraft.
This mission enables human spaceflight to deep space.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. Anger in the streets of New York City after a grand jury returned no indictment against a white police officer in the July death of an unarmed black man who was put in a chokehold. The news sparked demonstrations in Chicago.
Black lives matter. Black lives
and in
matter.
Other cities around the country,
black
like Portland,
matter.
Oregon. WCBS Radio's Alex Silverman has more from New York.
When a large march reached Midtown Manhattan, it split off into small groups. That, it seems, was the NYPD's strategy.
They've been concerted in trying to divide us, but we're still here.
Mixing with the thousands of tourists already jamming the streets around Rockefeller Center.
Part of our goal was to disrupt daily life.
Life and the tree lighting went on.
Media protect!
But so did the demonstrations, with the neon lights of Radio City Music Hall casting a red glow on angry faces.
We feel like we don't matter. We feel like we're being ignored. They're not even giving our murderers a fair trial.
I'm Heather Bosch.
This thing is just breaking my heart, just pulling me apart.
Eric Garner's mother, Gwen Carr, on the grand jury's decision not to indict Officer Daniel Pantaleo in Garner's death.
I don't know what video they were looking at. Evidently, it wasn't the same one that the rest of the world was looking at.
I can't breathe. I can't breathe.
In a cell phone video, you can hear Garner say he can't breathe, Pantaleo's arm around his neck. The officer says he didn't intend to harm anyone and feels bad about Garner's death. Apology accepted?
Hell no.
Garner's wife, Esau, on the cop.
He's still working. He's still getting a paycheck. He's still feeding his kids. And my husband is 6 feet under.
She says she will still seek justice for her husband.
I'm Peter Mayer, live at the White House. President Obama believes the New York grand jury's decision in the Garner case underscores the need for more trust between communities and the police.
We are seeing too many instances where people just do not have confidence that folks are being treated fairly. And in some cases, those may be misperceptions, but in some cases, that's a reality.
The president describes it as an American problem. The Justice Department plans a civil rights investigation into the choking death of the New York man.
Attorney General Eric Holder goes to Cleveland today for a forum on trust between police and minority communities. Last month, a 12-year-old boy with a pellet gun was shot and killed by a Cleveland police officer. CBS's Dean Reynolds is there. He says a personnel file on the officer from a suburban department where he used to work raised questions.
The report described his handgun performance as dismal and also describes him as emotionally immature, adding that he would not be able to substantially cope or make good decisions during or resulting from any other stressful situation. Deputy Chief Jim Pollock wrote, "I do not believe time nor training will be able to change or correct these deficiencies."
A grand jury is now considering that case. A new report is out today on sexual assault in the military. CBS's Cammie McCormick says there were nearly 6,000 reported cases this year.
The number of sexual assaults jumped 8% this year over last and numbered 6,000. But more service members are reporting the crime, 1 in 4 versus 1 in 10 2 years ago. Releasing the report today, Defense Secretary Hagel will also announce some directives he's ordered to tackle the problem. The military hopes to head off congressional attempts to overhaul the way the military justice system handles these cases.
Al-Qaeda terrorists in Yemen have threatened to kill an American kidnapped over a year ago, giving the U.S. 3 days to meet unspecified demands. 33-year-old British-born American Luke Summers is seen and heard in a new video released by the group.
I'm looking for any help that can get me out of this situation. I'm certain that my life is in danger.
It's believed Summers was among the hostages the U.S. and Yemen tried to free last month. 8 captives were found. 5 others were not. Officials in Abu Dhabi have released the identity of an American teacher who was stabbed to death in a shopping mall restroom. Ebola Ryan's employer calls her killing a senseless tragedy. Police say a suspect was covered head to toe in a black garment commonly worn by women in the region. It's a big day for NASA's effort to test a spacecraft that could one day bring people to Mars. We're live with CBS's Peter King at the Kennedy Space Center.
Steve, Orion was supposed to launch an hour ago, but getting off the ground has been a problem due to a stray boat, minor technical glitches, and finally ground winds that exceeded the limits twice. That's what's holding things up right now. The good news is that NASA has another hour and a half in today's launch window, and when it does fly, Orion will take a 4.5-hour shakedown cruise to test key components before it ever flies humans. NASA hopes it will take astronauts to asteroids and Mars eventually. The first human flight isn't due until 2021. Live at the Kennedy Space Center, Peter King, CBS News.
Well, the House is set to pass a symbolic bill today declaring President Obama's actions on immigration null and void. 17 states, led by Texas and Governor-elect Greg Abbott, are suing.
The president's job is to execute the laws, not de facto make law by suspending parts of laws that are passed by Congress.
I'm Dan Raviv in Washington. They're asking a federal judge in Austin to block the executive actions announced by President Obama that shelter more than 4 million undocumented immigrants from being deported. The lawsuit claims the president did not follow proper procedures and that his order will, quote, exacerbate the humanitarian crisis along the southern border.
Newtown, Connecticut has taken ownership of the house where school gunman Adam Lanza and his mother lived. It was deeded to the town by the bank that owned it. Lanza killed his mother before killing 26 at Sandy Hook Elementary School, then taking his own life 2 years ago. Well, the CDC says flu shots might not protect you as well as first thoughts. CBS's Dr. Holly Phillips says results on flu virus samples have been sent to doctors.
Just under half of the samples that they tested were a good match with the vaccine. What that means is that the virus has shifted or mutated in some way since the vaccine was made to right now when it's actually circulating.
CDC says so far flu activity this year has been low. Apple is working on the next generation iPhone screen. CBS's Jim Chenevy has details.
Some users of Apple's new iPhone 6 have learned quickly that the new ion-treated sapphire glass screen is not unbreakable. But the company is working on a new technology that could make those cracked iPhone screens a thing of the past. Apple has received a patent on a system that utilizes the phone's built-in vibration motor and a system of sensors to rotate a falling iPhone mid-air so that it lands screen up. The sensors include an accelerometer, gyroscopes, GPS, and an ultrasonic emitter that analyze the phone's angle of descent and make corrections to that angle before impact. Jim Chenevy, CBS News.
In an Oklahoma high school football game, officials made the wrong call on a penalty, wiping out a last-minute game-winning touchdown. Now, athletic officials have turned down an effort to replay the final minute of the game. The losing school will now go to court. That's the roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.